Hi, welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Z Johnson, your host. And today I want to talk about a shift in mindset. As deep as that sounds, it's not really all that deep, but it sounds really awesome. I actually attended a talk a while ago about something completely unrelated to the market research industry. It was actually this really cool conference at Microsoft where it was people got to present innovations and research from research that they had been doing. This particular presentation was actually talking about machine learning and how they were working on teaching machines how to cull information from medical journals to better help doctors keep on top of all of the advancements and all of the articles that are being published about medical advancements, medical research, etc. One slide in particular from this presentation really struck me, and it was a slide that simply had, on the one side, it had machine learning, and then in the middle, it had the word support, and then after that, it said medical professionals. May have said doctors. But the idea behind the slide was that this particular effort was not meant to 100% replace the doctor in or these committees that are responsible for reviewing research. Instead, it was there to support these committees because there is so much research happening and there is so much information out there that it is difficult to stay on top of it all. Sound familiar? Kind of like the market research industry, don't you think? We have so much data, so many data sources, and we're trying to put them together in a way that it's going to make sense for us, make sense for our stakeholders, our clients, so that we can provide those deep insights. But one thing the reason that this struck me was the word support. Oftentimes when we're talking about market research technologies and market research methodologies, new MR, new approaches, automated platforms, communities, online communities, doing all these things to pull data together, pulling telemetry together with the quantum qual stuff, we tend to talk about or assume that what is happening is that the technology that is being worked on is there to replace the market researcher, replace the human. And I think that is a complete disservice to what is actually happening. I think what is actually happening, or what we should be looking at, is using these technologies to support the market research that is already being done. We're always looking for better ways to provide deeper insights, right? That's what our industry is about, is asking questions, getting answers, getting to the root of things, trying to understand what is driving behavior in customers. And technology that has been hitting the market all over the place, that really is there to support the work that we're already doing. It's not there to replace the market researcher. There have been so many talks that I have heard about or concerns about AI is going to be replacing so many career people. But the real truth is, if we look at, no matter how much AI or how much technology we put in place to help us with market research, there still needs to be an individual who is going to put the filter, that human filter, on it. There was a talk at a conference in December. It was the Insights Association conference that I'd attended, Converge, where the presenter was talking about machine learning and the fact that there are really some limitations, some serious limitations to what can be done with machines in the realm of machine learning. And that is because the basic premise was, think about the human language. We don't just speak very literally. We speak in metaphors. And trying to teach a computer how to understand all of those metaphors can be really difficult to do. And if you think about all of the data pieces that we're trying to put together, I think the same thing applies, where there are nuances in different types of audiences. There are nuances in the information that we're getting. There are even nuances in the information that we get based on the way that we ask a question in a survey. These nuances are going to be very difficult to teach any machine, no matter how sophisticated the AI. This is my opinion. I think no matter how sophisticated the AI, there are going to be cases where we just will need to have that human interaction to make sense of the information that is being gathered. Just as in the medical industry, it has been found that doctor plus AI is better than either AI alone or better than doctor alone, I believe very sincerely that market research plus technology is going to be stronger than either the technology on its own or the market researcher on its own. And I think as we continue to evolve in our space and as we continue to look at these new methods and approaches and technologies that are surfacing, whether it be blockchain or whether it be new ways of addressing our sample issues, whether it be new ways of getting sample through a system so that we can then do a quick turn research, whether that be quantitative research or qualitative research. All of this is there to support what we're doing and not necessarily to replace the analyst or to replace the researcher or to replace the research manager. So I would like us to just shift that mindset, because then I think it might be that we are more accepting of technology, we are quicker to adopt technology when we realize that, yes, it has limitations, so do we. Putting those two things together can actually end up making for a stronger case and supporting us in our field and in our profession to do a better job providing insights back to our clients. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. You can reach me on Twitter at ZONTZIRY. That's at ThonTheory. You can also reach me on LinkedIn. Just search for Z Johnson. I hope to hear from you soon.